All right, we got another advertiser here. He's a regular guy. You guys own David Barnett. He's our favorite Canadian guy, and I cannot talk today. Canadian. It's been a bad week. Your brain will short out. It does. Like, if it's stressed enough, it'll short out. And people aren't helping. Anyway, he's a regular. If you're not familiar with Dave, Dave is up in Canada, and he specializes in... He's a business broker, meaning he buys and sells, arranges for people to buy or sell a business, kind of like a real estate broker or a realtor. But more so, he advises people before they buy a small business. I know a lot of you are all interested in entrepreneurship, and you're like, what should I do for a business? Cappy, tell me. And then you might say, oh, I'm going to go buy this business. Oh, really? Are you now? And I've seen this a lot in my banking days. Yeah, it makes a lot of money. How do you know that? A lot of people at it. Well, what if he's losing 25 cents on every drink he sells? No, I can't. We go there. He's selling it. It's like, yeah, because that's why somebody would sell a business if it's incredibly profitable. That's why people sell businesses. So you can already see, like, if you're in the world of, like, contemplating buying a business, you're already in an uphill battle. Because, like, why are you selling? You know, people normally don't sell profitable businesses unless they're retiring. Anyway, so Dave has a lot of experience in many industries, and the detailed level of knowledge he has in them even blows me away. Because, you know, as a bank, you're spread out across all the different industries. So, like, I know a little bit about ranching. I know a little bit about farming. I know a little bit about restaurants, a little bit about bars, a little bit about manufacturing. He's deep, man. He knows, like, oh, yeah, did you sign the franchise agreement? What did the franchise agreement say? What about leasehold improvements? So I have no problem whatsoever strongly endorsing you contacting David before you buy a business. Or just go into his YouTube channel, go into his site, his blog, and consuming some of the material. Like anything else, you know, you probably get a lot from just, you know, scouring his YouTube channel or his blog website, both linked down below. But if it came down time that you got a business in mind, and you got some financial statements, and maybe you can't make heads and tails of them, drop the money on him before you piss away and bankrupt your entire life savings and bankrupt yourself. Right? I cannot strong, even if you're American, it is pretty much identically the same, the accounting methods we use. Pay this guy. Talk to the man. He will go in and figure things out, like, oh, is this it? Is that it? Is this it? Oh, it isn't? Oh, don't buy this. And yeah, it's better to drop $1,000 to make sure you got a good company than $1,000 and that save $1,000 to end up like spending all your $500,000 in life savings. Like, I got work till I'm dead. Yeah, boomer, you do. So don't be a boomer. Contact Barnett. It's David C. Barnett. Barnett is spelled with two T's at the end. .com, his YouTube channel. If you just search David C. Barnett, you'll find him there. And that's about it. Joe Allen, $2. But dude, bro, I'm an entrepreneur, bro. Yeah. You don't need Dave then. No. Hey, did you major in entrepreneurship? Then you don't. Yeah, you know everything. Tom's $5. Sup, Cappy? Thanks, Tom. Nothing's much up. Just gotta do work. I think I'd like to go for a hike today. Oh, I found a mountain lion. I was out hiking a couple days ago and I found a big mountain lion, and I was thankful it did not eat me because I did not have my pistol. And so now I'm going to go carry all the regular time. It is, oh, there's no mountain lions in the Black Hills. There isn't. I thought, that's kind of weird. DNR agent told me that. Hey, guess what? Surprise, surprise. Government agent is wrong. There are definitely mountain lions in the Black Hills, and they are big. They are big. All right, that's it. I'll see you guys later.